This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, let me tell you what you can expect over the next few days. I am spending time with family. Hopefully you will, too. Now, I put a couple of shows together for you that I hope you will enjoy. They're all Christmas shows. No politics. You think we can do that? You think Jesus would be okay with us killing the politics for a couple of days? What do you think? So I figured Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, we'll do some stories around Christmas, do some of our sponsors, some of our regular guests will be on to discuss, you know, that Christmas or, you know, Hanukkah remembrance. And you know what? You need to have a little break. I do some pretty crazy stories. I get it. But we still need to have a little bit of a break, a little bit of time to kind of relax, reset, get the brain reset. And many of you are going to be hanging on the couch on Christmas Day anyhow. You know that as well as I do. You're going to eat like a pig. And then you're going to fall asleep on the couch or in the lazy boy or even on the floor. It won't matter. But let me tell you what. I know it's a word I don't use that often, but, you know, the magic of Christmas. And I know that for years, I remember hearing bits and pieces about the story, but never, don't know if I believed it or didn't believe it or what have you. But some of you may have known, or may know, so interesting, that during World War I on Christmas Eve, that there was actually a ceasefire, but not called for by the upper echelon. No, actually, it was the rank and file. Because the rank and file never really know why they're, well, they might think they know why they're fighting, but they don't always know why they're fighting the good fight. Charles Brewer never expected to be spending Christmas Eve knee-deep in mud. He was in France at the time, stationed on the front lines. The 19-year-old British lieutenant with the Bedfordshire Regiment of the 2nd Battalion. He was in a trench. He was in there with a whole bunch of other soldiers. This is after Great Britain entered World War I in August of 1914. Many of them had expected that they would make a quick work of the enemy, be done with it, be home in time for Christmas. Didn't quite work out that way. Nearly 5 months and a million lives later, however, the Great War had bogged down. They weren't making any real headway. Weren't really going backwards. Although disappointed to be far from home on Christmas Eve, Brewer at least took solace in the fact that the perpetual rain, which made moving through the trenches just really tough, it finally abated on that particular night. All was really quiet. When a British sentry suddenly spied on the glistening light on the German area, less than 100 yards away, he warned that it might be a trap. Brewer slowly raised his head over the soaked sandbags, protecting his position, looking over the maze of barbed wire. He saw a sparkling Christmas tree. As Lieutenant gazed down the line of the German trenches, a whole string of small, glimmering-like beads. They pretty much had put up lights. Brewer then noticed the rising of a faint sound that he had never heard before. Christmas carol. The German words, still not J. They weren't familiar, but the tune, Silent Night, definitely was. When the German soldiers finished singing, their foes broke out in cheers. They used to return fire. The British used to return fire. The British now replied in song with an English version. of that particular carol. Now think about this. Fierce fighting. Killing each other. Shooting each other. Because they're so nasty, so evil, so terrible. But they were able to break for a while. Understand and realize what Christmas truly was all about. Now, Christmas morning was even worse, in a good way. Sporadic pockets along that 500-mile western front, unarmed German Allied soldiers tentatively emerged from the trenches and cautiously crossed no man's land or the killing fields between the trenches. It was littered with frozen corpses. Right, there were trees and craters. I mean, just imagine what that must have looked like. You know why they did that? They didn't do it to trade food or cigarettes or anything along those lines. They did it to wish each other a Merry Christmas. Really that simple. Political leaders had ignored the call of Pope Benedict, to cease fighting around Christmas, but soldiers in the trenches decided to stage their own unofficial spontaneous armistice. I mean, think about, again, come on. We hate each other. Why are we fighting? Why are we killing each other? And these guys were able to pull it off. I really believe this. I mean, in talking to soldiers on a regular basis, they don't always realize why they're doing this. Why they're fighting this way. Far from an organized top-down ceasefire, the Christmas truce instead was a series of small armistices that bubbled up from the men in the foxholes and decided to fraternize with the enemy. We shook hands, wished each other a Merry Christmas, and they were soon conversing as if they'd known each other for years. You know, it's really hard to shoot the people that you become friends with. British Corporal John Ferguson wrote of the encounter between the guys he was fighting with and the Germans. Here we were laughing and chatting to men whom only hours before we were trying to kill. Almost always was like the Germans who at least indirectly invited the truce. The story of World War I Christmas truce was called Silent Night, written by Stanley Weintraub. Right, the Germans were winning the war at that point. Many of their troops had worked in Great Britain before the war, and they could speak English. The soldiers exchanged makeshift gifts, such as cigarettes, chocolate, sausage, liquor, plum pudding. My point here, though, is that one time, one day, one 24-hour period, people supposedly who hated each other were able to take some peace and enjoy each other. You can do the same thing. Go with Senior Host. This is the Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
There's no new sticks in the bag. Same old story. You know what I'm saying? Same old song and dance. I don't care who it is. Family members, whatever, whatever, whatever. Whenever somebody's trying to hustle you, it is the same old garbage. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, listen. Now, every week I like to bring somebody young on. Although younger than me would be, you know, easy. Because, you know, we older folk, I like to say more seasoned people, actually. We have a different viewpoint. I sound like my father sometimes, sitting there talking to somebody going, well, you know, when we were kids, you know, we went 20 miles uphill both ways in the snow to get to school. And you find yourself saying some of those things, and you have to stop and think, I'm not cutting them any slack. You guys, you've been around for a while, you know me. But they do have a different life. They do have a different way of doing things. They're under The younger people stay under a whole different, I'll even say a set of rules than we were under when we were kids. They're dealing with, I mean, tomfoolery at a level that we've never seen. At least that's how I feel about it. So, intern Nate has joined me. Or Nathan, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Whatever, right? Matter of fact, if they don't like you, you should change your name to John. We'll say intern John, and now they can't find you if they don't like you.
Or you can just call me Blob.
There you
you never know.
So, let's, and because it's so hard for some of us to think at the level of a Gen Y, Gen Z, Gen X, Gen A. Look at Gen A, Gen B, Gen C, Gen Z. I mean, really, we're going to come back around eventually. We're going to have to. But you are considered a Gen Z.
Gen Z, of course.
Okay.
People that are born from 1995 to 2015. So I was born in 2002, so makes me 17, and I'm Gen Z.
Gen Z. And I heard that Gen Z was actually heading in a more conservative direction than millennials. I remember we're comparing it to a group that's all about me. So they should have called it Generation Me, not Millennial, don't you think?
Yeah, Generation Me. And it definitely comes into where it's like, I want stuff, but you look at it where it's kind of hilarious, but we are often misled due to people propaganda pushing.
Well, all right, so let's hit some of these generations so people can kind of put it together. Baby boomers are 44 to 64. Right.
55 to 75 years old. From 1994 to 1964 are their birth.
All right.
They're approximately, as of 2019, 76 million in the U.S., according to Kanza.com.
All right. So Gen Xers are born between 65 and 79, between 40 and 54.
And there's 82 million people
in
the U.S. All right.
See that? You're outnumbered. Okay.
Thanks.
Gen Ys. Or millennials. Ah, there you go. There's the
secret right word. Ha ha. Right. Highlight it. Come on, people.
80 to 94. And they would be between 25 and 39 years old.
Yep. But, oh, boy. Here comes the numbers.
Okay. And what is it? 25 to 29, 31 million.
That's Gen Y 1.
What are we breaking? What are we, subcategories now?
Decimal points.
Wow.
Yay.
My God. This falls right in line with cisgen, no gen, gender fluid. Unicorn, whatever. Okay, so Gen Y 2.
29 to 39.
Yeah, we had old folks and young folks when I was back in the 70s. It was really that simple.
Well, maybe it's too hard for some people to comprehend.
Okay, 42 million of those. So between the, if we lump all you guys together, then you come up with, 73 million?
Approximately.
Yeah. And then Gen Z, the newest generation,
is between 4 to 24 years old.
Yeah, between 4 and 24 years old. That's 74 million of you guys. That's got to be scary in and of itself.
Yeah.
No, but it's, you know, people need to have this information because you don't have to commit it to memory, but when people are talking about Gen Xers, Gen Y, Gen Z, I still like to use old and young.
It can get quite confusing, and frankly, that's why the word kid came out.
Yeah. Well, I think it's actually more around, I mean, you guys are the guys why we have these pizza arguments, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So, we talked about this earlier, but we'll finish it up now. Is the school principal decided that it was time to put the kibosh on the pizza. I mean, how could you be so mean to pizza? How could you not want to give kids pizza? Anyway, so the mindset was that the reason behind this was some kids, for religious or health reasons, can't have pizza. So get them a different one. Get them a fake pizza.
Or the kid can respectfully...
Have something else.
No, yeah, or could respectfully let the teacher know, oh, yeah, I've got a dietary issue or something with health. I can't have a pizza. But, of course, knowing this mindset these days, you have to take the fun away from everybody. No one gets to play.
Well, all right. So, but you're in this pseudo world, okay? I mean, we only get the extreme stories. I do them all here. You at school during the day, are people arguing over lack of pizza equality?
Frankly, it goes back to what I said previously. We don't care.
Well, I know you don't care, but we're hearing about it, so somebody's talking about it, right? So, and it's not just the old folks talking about it. Somebody is screaming about it. It's like you'll hear these stories about one or two or three parents in a school of 500 or 600 that'll pick up the phone and they'll beat up on the principal, and all of a sudden he shows up and says, okay, no pizza for nobody. It's over.
Well, you can also get those people that enjoy ruining the fun for everybody else.
There you go.
The select few. Oh,
so I suppose these people don't go to Chuck E. Cheese's.
Frankly, Chuck E. Cheese's, in my view, is hell for parents.
Well, yes, there's a lot of noise going on in the other room. It's good to send them in that direction, but seriously.
Yeah.
In all reality, though, we know kids have food allergies or certain things they can't eat or can't eat. And when you're sitting at the table with these kids, they're eating the foods they can. It's not like it's the end of the world.
It's not like they're chewing on hand grenades.
No. And the catering to each other, the catering... Shit, it doesn't strengthen you guys to cater to everything, does it?
No, because in frank reality, it's quite hilarious. When I talk to my fellow peers, we actually want more responsibility sometimes, I think, because it's kind of weird. Most of these kids, you have the select few that go above and beyond because they have been brought up that way.
Yeah.
Because their parents encourage it, and they become the class presidents and the leaders in these things. But everybody else, it's the American dream. Everybody has a voice. But
I want to be class president, too.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Doesn't everybody get the trophy? I mean, the presidentship?
I know. It's... Yeah. Don't die on me, Joe. But, like, the thing is, in all reality, we just want to have someone at least give us a little more responsibility.
Right.
That's it.
So you want some more responsibility. You want to be able to grow and move forward.
Yeah, that's why I'm the intern here.
We're going to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. We'll see if we can give you some more responsibility.
Thank you.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go for it. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New information in the headlines this hour here on USA Radio News. Cheap flights coming in January and February if you're looking to take a trip. Once the new year 2020 arrives, FareCompare.com says some of the cheapest flights offered up in the first 2 months of the year. The CEO of Boeing fired as the company looks to get the 737 MAX jet off the ground. Boeing says the change necessary to restore confidence in the company. China says it will lower some tariffs in the new year, and the stock market reacts, hitting new highs. To Capitol Hill in the impeachment saga, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer holding a news conference calling on the White House to release documents and allow witnesses in the upcoming Senate impeachment trial. House Democrats also want former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Some messed up white people.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. We should be singing together.
Welcome to your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, not just the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can do a lot there. You can do a lot up on that interweb thing that we keep talking about. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air with us, that you're part of the conversation. You're part of the solution. If you want to get involved, you can just 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568, because I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to have a clue as to what you're doing. I mean, seriously, I'm not joking. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on intern Nathaniel.
Nathan, whatever.
Yeah. Don't call him Nat. That's not good.
Oh, no. Then you're going to be applying me to the bug. Which is nice.
Anyway,
topic today.
Always. Yeah, well, you know what? It's I'm always amazed at some of these things that go on at the school level. And, you know, the highly educated university lecturer believes that using words like nerd or geek or even, I don't know, egghead and
Einstein.
Brainiac. There should be legal consequences for calling somebody an egghead or a brainiac. I always thought brainiac was a good thing.
It is. You've got brain cell stimulation that fires, and at least you know this thing in your head is working. Now you're going to lock people in jail for it.
I don't get it. It makes no sense to me.
It's kind of weird. It's like, yeah. So here's the thing. We call you a name that says you stimulate your brain cells to start thinking positively, and we're just going to tie you into a giant court judicial system that can screw everything up, and it's just going to waste all those marvelous brain cells into figuring out how to get out of that so-called hate crime.
So, when I was a kid, 107 years ago when we didn't have computers, we had slates, real slate tablets.
Analog scribing devices called pencils.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, there were cliques, there were groups of kids, there were kids that were brainiacs, that were smarter than the rest of us, and there were the thugs in the room, and, you know, there were kind of middle-of-the-road kids, and we all found ways to get along. I mean, yeah, we didn't always hang out together, but we found ways to get along, and every once in a while there was somebody on the fringes that refused to get along. I mean, it's not much different today, is it, really?
It's quite hilarious, but nerds, geeks, you're out there. And the funny thing is, when someone's running behind with homework or is about to fail a class,
who do they come?
They don't go to the study hall. They don't grab the study assistant. They go to nerds and geeks. So you've got a reason out there.
In my day, we either had to beat up the nerd or the geek to do our homework, or we had to give him money.
No, so, you're Italian. That's
I know.
Why.
That's right. That's
extortion, mafia style.
There you go. That's how it works. Seriously. But, you know, I look at this stuff, like I said, on a regular basis, and everybody is trying to jump in to get involved. I mean, you guys can't work this out on your own. You actually need a law that says it's a hate crime to call you a nerd. And, frankly, the term nerd, I don't know about you or geek, you know, if you're a computer geek or you're a math geek
it's
or whatever.
It's a specialty. It's your specialty.
Thing, right?
It's a positive thing. It's not a label. It's not something demeaning in my mind. It's something of, hey, you have an excessive understanding of this, and it's a certain way of respect for you.
Yeah, they see it as a totally negative and just a demeaning way to speak to somebody. And I think there's so many terms that some people have now taken an endearment to, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I really don't. You guys get along. If we would just probably leave you alone. Right? If the adults in the room would just leave you alone most of the time, you'd probably find ways to get along, wouldn't you?
The adults ruin everything in the room.
I knew you were going to go there.
I know.
I knew eventually you were going to go there.
Quite sad. It's
like, but we have the driver's licenses.
I'm 17. I don't know about that anymore. And also, Mr. Messina, we've got this new thing. It's called Uber and Lyft. Gotcha.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, and you guys work off of the smartphones and all that. So,
yeah.
But I want to come back to some of the, like I said, one of the things I want to keep doing with our segments is get people to understand that some of these stories that we do, I realize they're way out there. You know, they're not every school is operating that way.
No.
But we don't get to hear that often from young people your age.
Look at the session as a portal.
Okay. I don't want to go, though. Space somewhere. I want to stay here.
Okay. So I'll put the DeLorean away.
But my point is more around, I know you go to, and don't name the school, but I know you go to a school that has a smaller population than some of the bigger city schools. But in the same token, though, you still have the same kind of kids.
Yeah.
You still have the same people. You still have millennials,
clowns,
and
bullies, nerds and geeks. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to get arrested.
And... Yeah, well, if this lady had her way.
It's kind of weird.
You'd already be in jail.
Let me tell you something funny. Where all this stuff comes up, it's usually university or college level. You never hear about it in high school. Because high school, everybody, like, if you remember, it's a new experience. And everybody's in there, and you're learning more things, your body's growing, blah, 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 hormones are outside the window and everything. You know, you're just going through so much change, nobody really cares. Because you're just adapting to everything. It's kind of weird, but university lectures and stuff, it's kind of weird. They have the more tendency of pulling the charades out of their hat called stupidity. High school, I don't think you get it that much. At least in my school, I don't. Because everybody has a different opinion, and it's constantly changing.
But let me, with the kids that you interact with, and you and I have talked a little bit about this in the past, this whole thing about equality, everybody has to, and forget the trophy thing for a second. I'm just talking about everybody has to have a chance. Everybody has to play the game or whatever. Do you guys, your age, do you guys understand that if you work harder, if you, you know, practice more than the other person, chances are you're gonna make it to the first string, if you would? Or is everybody expecting to get to play?
Everybody, in my personal opinion, at my school, we all start out on the same equal playing field. Some people are smart enough to recognize that and take advantage of it and build their foundation. Other people, they just like sitting at the bottom of a court watching everybody build. And they're just sitting, oh, I just don't really want to care. And I don't want to put the pieces together. And that's where the whole thing of equality goes out the window. We practically, in my school at least, we start at the same level. But then those who have the drive and the fire to build will build. Those who don't and want to be the class clown or just screw around and get the passing grade in the class, they will just be continuing on.
And they carry that on to, I mean, some of them carry that on into adult life. It's just like whether it's the football team or whether it's in the broadcasting room or whatever it is, the ones that work harder, that take it more serious, that really get down to business are the ones that are going to excel. The ones going to be in front of the camera.
There's this one student on my school just got accepted to a college up in Northern California for playing a sport.
Mm-hmm.
And he put in the work and was diligent, and he got a scholarship. And there's other kids on that on that team. They just do it because it's just something that's build resume.
So you don't think the Olympics will be giving a gold medal to everybody here soon? I mean, anybody who
plays. You look at it, not to be mean or anything, no fat shaming or stuff, but like if you got the stick and it, like me, very little body mass, or someone that's extremely buff, no matter what you do, you're not going to have a lot to do where it's like, we're going to give you a gold medal. There's no such thing. Let me ask the listeners, when in the last time of history has anyone in the Olympics been handed at least a bronze medal for at least participating? No.
A participation medal? We can do some of those, can't we? And we put the little chocolate medals at the bottom.
You know, it's kind of weird, but it's I think underneath all that charade, it's in my mind, the participation medal for the Olympics is the stimulation and is the awe-inspiring feeling. I have made it to the global stage where I'm competing against athletes all over the world. And that's, in my mind, that's better than any other medal.
You know, it's funny you say that because I've talked to other young people about this. It's kind of like if you're focused, I don't care if it's chess or cross country, whatever you're focused on, and you get into that, and you practice, and you work hard for that, and you win, you feel so much better about yourself than if, you know, well, we're going to give so-and-so a head start, so it's equal, and he gets, you know what I'm saying?
You look at me with the video broadcasting. I started out way late, and I built this thing where I'm pretty popular on the school campus because I've worked into this. It's not equality. It's about what you do with it.
Yep, I agree with you. All right. So you know what? See, I keep telling you people, young people can have conversations. You have to talk to them.
We're not dumb.
And not at them. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Tyler, there was just, I mean, that man in a heavy wind would beat himself senseless with his lips. It's just amazing. Joe Vecino, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining us. I always appreciate your time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution or just shut up and go crawl in a hole somewhere. Seriously. Otherwise, you're just screaming. It's like these people who beef about what the government's like and all this and how bad they are, and you go, well, who'd you vote for? I don't vote. It ain't worth voting. Then it ain't worth talking. Shut up. It's really that simple. So one of the places I love to go for information, I get the biggest kick out of, is Campus Reform. And they do a lot of great videos. So if you ever have a chance, head over to campusreform.org. They got a lot of great videos there. And they do these shorts, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Man, if you can't hang 4 minutes in a video, there's something wrong with you. But they have these shorts about certain things that are going on, whether it's impeachment or what have you. And they went out on one of the campuses, and the question was, are Democrat voters really concerned about the lack of diversity among the candidates? Which I think is hilarious, because remember, this is the party of diversity. Remember that? And their five front runners are what? Old, white, rich people. With the exception of one, Pete Buttigieg. He's got no money, but he's white. You know, so where's the diversity? Just asking for a friend, you know what I'm saying?
Democratic primary debate. We're asking students what they think of the 2020 Democrat candidates. Let's see what they have to say. Are you concerned about the lack of diversity on the Democrat stage tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. We're concerned not just about the lack of diversity on the stage tonight, but also the lack of diversity in a number of aspects of American politics, including in the courts.
Democrats are the party of old white people, and they have old white people on stage.
A lot of people are very concerned about, you know, just too many, you know, older white, you know, individuals there. I'm concerned about the lack of diversity. I think the people do want diversity, but ultimately, like, a lot of people want Biden for, like, his credibility, and they like Sanders because he's, like, a household name. But I think that Yang, like, he is a person of color. Like, he is East Asian. He's Taiwanese American.
Yang. See, let's not get somebody who can do the job. Let's get somebody who's diverse, right? We've never had a President Yang before. I mean, this really, seriously, I mean, I can appreciate a lot. I really do. You're going to laugh at me. But I can appreciate a lot of his ideas. I mean, worried about artificial intelligence. He's worried about a whole bunch of this stuff. He's talking about robots taking over your jobs at some point in time. He's already doing it at Amazon. So don't kind of laugh at him, because when you think of robots, you're thinking of Lost in Space. That's not what we're talking about. I mean, some of you already have robots at home, right? How many of you had that thing that vacuums your floor all by itself? It's a robot, technically. And you're going to see more and more of those. They've been using them in factories for years. They've been welding your cars with robot arms and such for years. And you're going to see more and more of that. So Yang is right about that. It's going to put more and more people out of work. AI is scares the bejesus out of me, because I don't know where it stops. And the Chinese are so much further ahead than we are. But he's about him. Maybe Cory Booker and one or two others, about the most diverse people, but I don't want any of them.
It's always something I'm hugely concerned about, just because I've been supporting Joe Biden since the beginning, and I really want to be the next president.
But I think that the candidates...
What a racist she was. She was a young white girl, and she was pushing Biden. I'll bet you she didn't push Kamala Harris, because she's a racist.
Represent a lot of different socioeconomic backgrounds, and they have the interest of...
I wonder how many of these kids really know what socioeconomic means. And if they can explain it. I mean, they use these buzzwords I'm sure the professors throw at them. They have no actual clue as to what they mean, or how to even use them in a sentence, I bet you.
Different cultures and backgrounds in mind, especially Bernie Sanders.
What I'm concerned about is the candidate who represents the most diverse space, and that is...
And very hard to take you serious, lady, with that hat on. I'm serious. I'm not joking.
He has more women representing him. He has more Latino. I mean, more women than men support Bernie right now. The majority of Latinos nationwide, 54%, support him right now.
Where's the numbers? Where's she getting her numbers from? President Trump's got a lot of women working for him. Got a lot of women to support him. He's got a lot of blacks that support him. Matter of fact, I think he has more support from the black community than pretty much any other Republican president before him. Terrible. Just terrible. Got to get rid of him.
It's the only diverse candidate on the debate stage. Are you finding it concerning that the DNC is putting out these candidates that are all white besides Yang?
Well, I would be more concerned if we don't get to see a more breakout scenario for Yang tonight, especially considering that there's only seven candidates on stage, and he is the only minority on stage.
I don't...
You know, Yang... recently came out, this just makes me nuts. He came out and he said one of the reasons he doesn't get as much TV time, you know, media time, is because he's Asian. But don't tell anybody. I mean, seriously, is that what we're doing now? Kamala Harris is a black woman, so she couldn't get any TV time. Or she couldn't be taken seriously. These people, they really need help. They need some real psychiatric care.
I think it's five to the left.
Donald Trump has appointed almost exclusively white men to the federal bench, and we want to make sure that all aspects of American government represent.
Donald Trump has only appointed white men to the bench? Oh, lady, you need to do some homework. You need to stop drinking the Democrat Kool-Aid. You're telling me with 140-plus nominations or appointments that he's made, that they're all old white men? Wow. Boy, you're easy.
The true diversity of our nation that starts on the stage.
What do you think about the impeachment, and can you name any impeachable offenses that Donald Trump has committed?
Honestly, I'm kind of torn because on the one hand, he is a definitely doing a lot of harm to this country.
But I do not like the charges. I think there are far more charges that would have been worse things that he did to the American.
You know, it sounds to me like they've appropriated Mexican music there. What do you think, right? The boompa boompa music you hear going on in the background? I mean, isn't that cultural appropriation? Anybody?
American people and the planet that would have been a very long hearing and showing all the American people why he's so bad.
I think if the people want him to be convicted, then he should be convicted because it's the people's country.
If the people want him convicted, he should be convicted. Come on. Did you just get the shutter I got up my spine? I mean, seriously. It doesn't matter what law it was or that he even broke a law. They don't want him. They want to convict him. They should convict him. He should be convicted of the people not liking him. That's what he should be convicted of.
I mean, I'm glad that he was impeached by the House, and I hope that the Senate votes for him.
The charges they picked, I didn't think were ironclad. I don't think they proved their case. And I think they really stayed away from some of the other things that he did bad because the Democrats have also been involved in that.
See, I can't take her seriously. She's got this hat on. Looks like she may have stole it from, you know, Cat in a Hat. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one of his hats he had in the closet that he hadn't worn for a while.
Locking children in cages is one.
Obama did that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And getting us into more wars, but Obama did that.
So this woman's got a cat in a hat on, right? She's got a plaid coat on that's like green, red, and black, and almost looking like a circus clown. And she's actually making more sense than most of these other people.
Can you specify, like, the harm and the impeachable offenses?
I think he creates, impeachable offenses. I don't have a lot of knowledge about that.
Right. I don't know, but I think he should be just because everybody else says so. And, you know, I'm a good Democrat, so, yeah, impeach him, please.
But he's definitely giving hate to State Harbor with the way he doesn't personally condemn white supremacist groups.
Has anybody, what did she say? Right? And he's a white supremacist. So he's a white supremacist, he's a bigot, he's a homophobe, he's a racist, it's like my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those labels given to me by the left. Why? I believe in the Bible, so I'm a Bible thumper. I'm a white guy because my skin is white. Right?
He kind of creates this environment. I think that the sexual assault of women absolutely constitutes a high crime of misdemeanor.
Do you think Hunter Biden should be held accountable for what he's, you know, doing?
I'm really just rooting for Hunter to be okay. I want him to be left alone.
So she says, I want Hunter. Oh, she holds her little heart. She goes, I want Hunter Biden to be okay. I want him to be left alone because he's going through so much already. He caused it himself. He went after his dead brother's wife. And then when he was done with that, right, he got caught with drugs. He got thrown out of the Navy. I mean, come on. Then he goes after a pole dancer, gets her pregnant, doesn't want to be bothered. Yes, you're right. He's been through enough, the poor guy. He's been already caught too many times. Sweet Jesus. All right. So here we go. Tomorrow night, Christmas Eve. Enjoy your family. Don't listen to the show. I know that makes some of the station owners cringe. But if you're going to listen to the show, listen fine. It's going to be a Christmas show. But be with family. Enjoy family. We're going to have most of the show will be repeated on Christmas night. All right? So you might be able to enjoy it then. A lot of Christmas stories. A lot of good family stories. No politics until the day after. Anyway, Joe Bassini, your host. God bless. Have a great Christmas. Enjoy your family. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season, not the gifts in the store. We'll catch you later.